weird, right? It's weird.
Yes.
I'm just embracing it.
Jones and Mego. Nah, you're right. It's weird.
From what I understand, they know what they're doing. That they have, it's not that difficult. I mean, because you know Caleb Williams is going one, and now it's just a process of elimination where you're just like, you know, I think that, you know, it might not completely be done because, you know, they just got done with 30 visits and, you know, now they put Penix on the, you brought him in as well. But, you know, they just had, you know, Daniels and McCarthy in recently. They had May in. So now probably in the past couple days or in the next couple days, you know, they formally, you know, do it. But I think in terms of, do I think Elliot Wolf knows what he's going to do or what he wants to do at three? Yeah, I think he knows.
Yeah, I think he knows too. I think he knows he's going to do what the bosses want if he knows what's good for him so he can keep the job. That's my guess. Bedard says it's basically done. Reese and Curran in the last week have basically told you they're not trading the pick. Russini today said they're listening, which fine, maybe they're listening. But Jonathan is heavily involved. We also had a report from Burt Breer, who over the weekend said he thinks the Patriots are taking Drake May. If they do trade back, Penix would be a potential target. But he doesn't think they're trading back. He thinks they're staying, they're picking, and they're taking Drake May. So add that all up. That's what I'm guessing they're doing. I would also guess that the Bruins know what they're doing in net tonight. They have not announced. Razor said earlier today he thinks it's Ullmark. And we talked about that in the first hour. When we circled back and talked about this last hour, Arcand, I kind of forgot about Razor's intel there.
He said he was at Morning Skate, right?
He was at Morning Skate. Yeah, he said, I don't know anything, but I'm observing, and it looks to me like it's Ullmark, which I don't love.
Spiffy.
I don't love it.
I hate that. I hate that. I just, you know, like, it's just, it's so unnecessary.
So let's get in the trust tree. So if Ullmark's starting tonight, what are you rooting for? The Bruins or your take?
Bruins. I'd rather they win, even if my take's wrong. I'd rather they advance to the next round.
I'm rooting for my take.
I can't do another one and done with this team.
Okay, but like, no. But look, it's early enough in the series where Ullmark can get his brains beaten in. They go back to swimming, and they never look back again.
I guess that's a good point.
I'm rooting for my take.
Yeah.
If Ullmark starts tonight, I'm not rooting for the Bruins. I'm rooting for my take. Does that make me a bad person?
No, I'm considering
it. It's the best way to win.
Yeah. That's not what makes you a bad person.
Long term, it's the best way to win. I'm rooting for my take over the Bruins tonight if they go with Ullmark. If they go with Swayman, I'm rooting for Swayman. But I don't need to see Ullmark. I don't want to see Ullmark. I hope he loses. I don't want him on this team. He shouldn't be on this team. They tried to trade him. I hope he loses if he starts. And serve him right. Keith, I'm sure we'll have more on this. Right? No Red Sox tonight. Wide open
no
show.
No Red Sox, nothing.
Big
nothing
week.
Around here. It's NBA playoffs.
Big week for Keith.
Bruins.
Keith has a full show tonight. Full draft coverage on Thursday night.
Wow.
So mark that down. Hart, Fitzy, Scheim, Cadlick, they're all going to be part of the draft coverage wall to wall on
Sterling.
Thursday night and a full program tonight.
Yeah, why not?
Who's with him? Fitzy? I would guess it's Fitzy tonight if I had to guess.
Sure.
You can dial him up 617-779-7937 or
well, you know, Fitzy.
Hang out on the lines. Meanwhile, let's get to some picks for tonight in Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it. Gambling.
Bet Roulette brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-WITH-A-K. Arcand, I've rolled. That's two.
That's a two, and that is the over-under for the Leafs and the Bruins game two tonight. It's the same as the over-under in the first game, which is 5.5, and the juice is on the under, plus money on the under of 5.5. What do you say, Jones? It was 6 goals in the first game.
Pretty wide open game, but it was very one-sided, very lopsided to the Bruins. It barely went over. I will take the under tonight. And part of that is because I think, Arcand hit his shot. I don't know if you can see that on Twitch, but he did hit his shot. Part of that is because I think and hope Swayman starts tonight. I think he continues to shut Toronto down. I'll take the under on 5.5 goals. Arcand, that was, by the way, not just a make. That was all net. That was a swish.
That was very, very wet. All right, that is number three. That's Magic and the Cavaliers, like rain from the heavens.
No, I got it. It just, I understood. It just didn't quite sound right.
That's what people who know hoop, that's what hoop heads say. when the when they're doing
dry.
Yeah. No, if you, you know, no, it wasn't dry, Skellis.
No, it's the opposite.
The opposite. Yeah, if you know ball.
I got the Magic and the Cavs. The Magic, who struggled to crack 85 points, unable to crack 85 points in game one in Cleveland. I think that this is going to be another low scoring game. The Magic are a good defensive team. So is Cleveland, but I think that they'll win by at least 6 points. So give me Cleveland here -5.5 in game two with Orlando.
Okay, Arkan bailing on the Magic.
Bailing on the Magic.
Just because they can't break 90.
Yeah.
He's bailing on the Magic
or
after
85,
one game.
For that matter.
So there you go. Cleveland 5.5. You want to roll
right,
for
here's
Ryan?
Roll for Ryan, and that is a 4. And the 4 is the Sixers and the Knicks. Game 2 of that series, as the Knicks lead the series 1-0. The Sixers are 5.5-point underdogs on the road, Ryan.
Give me Philadelphia to cover. Ooh. I don't think Jalen Brunson is going to perform well in this series. I think if Josh Hart had not gone off the way he did at the end of the fourth quarter, that game would have been much closer. And I think we have not seen the best from Tyrese Maxey. So give me Philadelphia to cover +5.5 on the road in game two. You slap those three bad Larrys together and you get +623.
All right. All right.
Well, I don't hate it. Under goals.
We're so
that's
due,
where
by
that's
the
way. Where the juice is. But yeah.
Cleveland winning.
I don't
covering.
Think we've hit one of these since March.
Well, no. But, you know, some of us do better than others on our individual picks.
I don't know what that means.
Philadelphia, he's got covering. Are we sure Maxey's playing tonight? I saw he was questionable.
I got no
Maybe
idea.
He's got the same thing Mego's got.
The poops?
I heard questionable with an illness, but, yeah, we don't know what that is.
He better play.
He's warming up. He's at the shoot-around warming up.
Yeah, you better play. You got the –
Joel Embiid is out there, then Tyrese Maxey should absolutely be out there.
He might yak balls like Mego did, but we'll see.
Man, this last hour.
Do not duck, go that.
Sterling and that comment.
Do not duck, go that on a work computer. So anyway.
Mego's right. She is the classy member of the show. It's definitely not us.
Who would really even dispute that? I don't know that I've ever disputed such a thing. That'll do it for us here on Jones and Arkan today.
It was very classy as she rushed into the bathroom to puke in the middle of the show, I thought.
She did give us heads up she was going to do
very
it.
Very graceful.
She did warn us she was going to do that.
Elegant.
Before leaving the studio. Unfortunately,
like
fortunately, it wasn't in a garbage basket here in the studio.
Yeah,
captured on Twitch.
That's great.
That's what I was rooting for. I was rooting for it to be captured on Twitch to live on in perpetuity.
I think Arkan would puke on air for the show. It's you true. Say that about it. I say a lot of things about the man that I feel pretty good about.
Give us some content, would you? Throw up on the show next time, Mego. We'll see if Mego's healthy for the program tomorrow. Stay tuned for Keefe and Fitzy. They got you covered right here on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market. I don't know this song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
What's the Canadian alphabet?
A.
You guys are dorks.
It's the only vowel in Canada.
Sometimes A.
A, E, I, O, U, sometimes A.